Amen. Come on, let's give God a big hand. Look at your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, you're looking good. Better than yesterday. And tomorrow. In fact, this week. You will shine. In Jesus' name. Meta, meta. Sparkle, sparkle. Shiny, shiny. Wear shades. Amen. One other big hand to the Lord. We may be seated briefly. I sense a lot of joy in the house. Amen. A lot of joy in the house. We do want to appreciate all of you who have come, those online, those watching us. Wherever you are, we celebrate those in the pavilion and those in the sanctuary. You are blessed, and I'm telling you, Bado. In Jesus' name. Amen. We thank God for our visitors, but I would like to acknowledge a couple who are visiting with us. In fact, they have relocated to Kenya because of work-related issues. One of them is a Reverend Doctor, retired senior pastor of a Baptist church in Nigeria, together with his wife. They are among us. I would like them to just stand where they are. Amen. We celebrate this wonderful couple. I got a moment to talk to them earlier. Reverend Dr. Remy, his other name is a challenge to our Kenyan accent, but I'll just say Reverend Dr. Remy, a retired senior pastor, and his wife, Dr. Patience, working with UNESCO. We just want to appreciate that they are in our midst today. Let's give them God a big hand. Amen. Welcome. God bless you. Amen. We also want to take an opportunity to launch what we're calling the Tree of Joy. Because there's so much joy in the house, we want to launch a Tree of Joy. Let me just read something here, and then I'll tell you what we will be doing. Part of the royal culture is to give. Giving to God and His church for the advancement of His kingdom. As the leadership of PBC, we celebrate and appreciate the family of Parklands Baptist Church for showing love, care, and concern for one another. As we enter this Christmas season, through our member care department, under the leadership of Pastor Edith, who has been before you with a lot of energy. I think she drank 5 cups of tea this morning. through our member care department today, we launch what we are calling the Tree of Joy Initiative. And the Tree of Joy is symbolized by this tree. If you are here and you see a tree, there's a tree here. It's a tree of joy, and it's a symbol. Some people get stuck with Christmas trees, and sometimes they are told Christmas trees are not biblical and they are not Christian. Just know that trees are trees. And trees were created by God. The devil has no patent on any tree. Hallelujah. All trees were created by God. Mango trees, whatever trees, Christmas trees, whatever trees. But this tree, we are declaring it is a tree of joy. It's a symbol. Next to it is a box, a big box, and I'll tell you about that box in a minute. But it is symbolizing our time of just sharing. It's called the Tree of Joy Initiative, with the aim of sharing the love of God with the vulnerable in our midst. We encourage each one of us to purchase shopping vouchers, 500 shillings plus, and more from various outlets across the country. And then, because I have one from that we got from Naivas, Tell your neighbor Naivas. Yes. Naivas is just Naivas, okay? So we got a voucher from there, and we're going to put it in there. And like Pastor Edith said, we will be sharing with those who are vulnerable in our society. Please drop off the vouchers into the provided gift box. So that's what we're calling it, a gift box, at your convenience. Please don't drop cash. Get the cash, get the voucher, drop the voucher, don't drop the cash. Look at your neighbor, tell your neighbor, did you hear that?
Yes.
You know, sometimes when you're at church, you don't hear anything. So I need to repeat that. But amazingly, at the end of the day, we shall still find money in here. And if you do that, may God give us your address so that we can deal with you. No, on a light note, voucher, tell your neighbor, voucher. In the box. Tell your neighbor, money or the box. Tell them, voucher. In the box. No cash. In the box. Voucher. In the box. But Pastor Edith, you monitor this. Next Sunday, if you find any cash, we'll look for the fingerprints and find out who did that. But it is a time of just celebrating, because let me tell you this, give and it shall be given to you. You will not go at a loss. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall it be given to you. And then homework for parents. Parents, please engage your children and youth by assigning them chores, which once done, you could pay them for the work done. Once you pay them for the work done, they could then proceed to purchase vouchers. Or you can pay them in voucher form. Or they can purchase vouchers as well and share and show God's love. And thank you for doing that, because we know that you shall be seriously blessed. And so I want to drop this in there, but let's pray and just release, because this will be happening during this entire Christmas season as we celebrate and thank God. And by the way, thank you for those who brought various kinds of fruits and things. Somebody brought a live chicken. Hallelujah. I think it's maybe they are supporting France, because France has that symbol. But we want to celebrate your giving. May the Lord give you joy unspeakable and full of glory. Father, as we dedicate this season of giving, a season of celebrating, God, we may not have much, but we have you. And out of the little we have, we are giving. Some out of the abundance, they are giving. And so, Lord, together we just want to dedicate this season. We'll make somebody happy, make somebody joyful, make somebody appreciative to know that they are cared for, they are loved, and we love them, Lord. Indeed, we do. And so, Jehovah God, as we commit this to you now, we know that you will take it, multiply it like the two fish and the five loaves, and bless the multitude in a mighty way. Lord, there are those who are online and they're in the diaspora and they're wondering how they can also engage. And Father, we are saying that they can designate any funds and just designate them to the Tree of Joy at Parklands Baptist Church, and that will go to meet the needs that are there. So Jehovah, we say thank you as we commit this now. May you receive it all to the glory of your name, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And God's people say, amen. Pastor Edith, just pick this for me and just put it in the envelope, and I know that you can place it in there. Yeah. Amen. Now, Pastor Edith, you put the voucher and stayed with the envelope. What? It was supposed to be in the envelope. Then you put it in. Now you're wasting our envelope. Now you keep that envelope. Somebody else will have a voucher. Put it in there. Let's appreciate her. Amen. Now, we love Edith. Mama Edith is a blessing. Now, we want to stand to read the scriptures. So let's do that. We are reading Psalms 34, verse 1 to 8, a wonderful psalm. And then we are going to share the word of God in a brief form. And we believe something amazing will be happening to us. The Bible says in Psalms 34, verse 1, I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Then verse 8, taste and see. Why don't we read that together? One, two, go. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. This is God's word, and God's people say it.
Amen.
Amen. We may be seated. Shall we pray? Father, as your word is broken, we just want to surrender it into the presence of the Holy Spirit. Minister it to our heart. Minister it into our minds, into our spirits, into our situations, into our circumstances. What a joy to come before you with thanksgiving and with gifts. And now we know that you want to give us your word, and we want to receive it with thanksgiving. Lord, as your servant opens his mouth to declare your word, may the Holy Spirit guide every word, every thought, and all glory return back to you. Those watching us online, in the pavilion, right here in the sanctuary, minister to all of us in a very special way, because we have prayed all these things in Jesus' name, and God's people say,
Amen.
Amen. I want to share a very simple message, and today we're just thanking God, because God has taken us from January to this day, and we don't take it for granted. Hallelujah. We don't take it for granted. We really are grateful. We are really thankful that that's what the Lord has done. We are talking about royal culture. And for those who may be visiting with us, our entire year has had a theme, the theme of royal inheritance. This has been the year of the Lord's royal inheritance, based on 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, which says, "For you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. For once we were not a people, but now we are the people of God. For once we had not received mercy, but now we have received mercy. You are royalty." I'm speaking to kings. I'm speaking to kings. I'm speaking to royalty. I'm speaking to kings. I'm speaking to kings. I am a king speaking to kings. I'm royalty speaking to royalty. This has been our message. And this month we've been talking about the royal culture. The royal culture. And the royal culture, we have spoken in different ways about the royal culture. But today I want to talk about the presence of royal culture. The presence of royal culture. What makes this royal culture come alive? What makes this royal culture come alive? You know very well that in your house, many of us come from different houses. Some of us from big houses, small houses, all kinds of houses. But regardless of what that house is like, your presence in that house makes the difference. Amen? When you leave your house and nobody is in there, it may have television, fridges, furnished so well. But if there's nobody in there, nothing is alive in that house. Nothing works. Sometimes you disappear for months and come back and you find that the house looks dark. Nobody put on the lights. You know, it's just a house. And I want you to know that what makes your house alive is your presence. It is your presence. Your presence matters very much. I was sharing earlier this service in the morning, and I was saying this. Your car does not define you. Thank you, Jesus. So look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, do you have a car? Just find out if they have a car. And this is an opportunity, Pastor Regan, this is an opportunity where faith is acted. You don't have to say, I don't have a car. This is your opportunity to say, I have a car. You know, and you're declaring it by faith. So don't start saying, I don't have a car. So ask your neighbor one more time, do you have a car? Because something is going to happen. Now, the car does not define you. You define the car. And I was saying earlier that if His Excellency the President entered into a VITS, there's this VITS. If the president enters the VITS, has he become less of a president? No. What has happened is that the VITS has added value because of who is sitting inside it. Are you listening to me? One time, the former president of the United States, President Obama, went to a restaurant that was kawaida. Just restaurants are restaurants. Some have a high end, others are low end, others are middle end. But he went to this restaurant. And the fact that he entered the restaurant, whatever he ate, even if it was a drink, and he left, that restaurant appreciated in value immediately because of presence. Somebody walked into it who had presence and changed it completely. And even if people don't come, they will always know this is the restaurant in this particular street. If somebody is guiding you through the street, there's a restaurant which the former president of the United States of America took a drink. And that restaurant, because of who entered into it, changed status. I want you to know that one day Jesus Christ came on this planet and entered into your life. His presence made a difference. Let me tell you this. Sometimes Christians look down on themselves and they feel they are nothing, but they are carriers of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The fact that He is the one inside you, He has changed your status. He has shifted you. But sometimes you need to realize that by faith and act as if you are a carrier of the King of the universe. Hallelujah. One time I was speaking to the girls at Kenya High. And when I went there, I went and parked next to a VITS. Thank you, Jesus. I didn't know whose it was, so I just parked. And I went and I spoke to the girls. When I finished, one of the teachers came there and says, Pastor Ambrose, oh, I'm so blessed. And I thought she was thinking about the people I had spoken to, and she was just feeling blessed. She said, Ambrose, I went to the parking lot and you parked next to my car. Your Prado was next to my VITS. And I know just the fact that you parked next to it, my VITS will grow. In my mind, I told her, I said, let it be unto you according to your word. You know, let me tell you this. Presence is very important. And presence defines our royal culture. Hallelujah. Cars don't define us. You define the car. The fact that you enter a particular vehicle, it becomes alive because of you. If you're not there, it is parked. and it can stay there and begin to rot there, and there's nothing it can do until somebody comes in. Your presence is important. Tell your neighbor, presence is important. Look at this verse. The Bible says in Psalms 24, verse 7, talking about the King of Kings. This is what it says. It says this: lift up your heads, you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors. That the King of Glory may do what? May come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is he, this King of Glory? The Lord Almighty. He is the King of Glory. And that King is in this house. I'm saying that King is in this house. That King is in our presence right now. And he defines you. He defines you. He defines you. The presence of God. The early church. Jesus Christ birthed the early church. And he released presence there that defined their own culture from then on. This is what the Bible says about the church. Let me say this. The church is not a denomination. The church is believers who are connected to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Listen, there are three things I'm going to share. And I'm going to start with number one. But let me give you the three first. The presence. This is what defined the early church. This is how they became so vibrant. And they grew in multitudes. The Bible says this. There were three things that defined them. The spirit presence, the word presence, and the prayer presence. The spirit presence, the word presence, the prayer presence. Let me start with the spirit presence because that is key. Acts chapter 2. The Bible says this in verse 1. This is the day of Pentecost. And Jesus has gone. He has been away 50 days. On the 50th day, the Holy Spirit came. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together where? In one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each one of them. Then it says, a few of them were filled. All of them were filled with what? The Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. In other words, a presence entered, and that presence was the presence of the Holy Spirit. And I want to say this, Parklands Baptist Church has opened its doors to the presence of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who makes the difference in what happens in this church. He makes a big difference. Let me tell you this. Pastor Ambrose, even though he's the senior pastor, he's not the head of this church. Hallelujah. He's not the head of this church. Jesus is the head of this church. Jesus is in charge of this church. You know, sometimes church has all kinds of politics. And every church has its own politics. And there are sometimes people in churches who are pushing for positions. I've been in this place. One day I'll become the senior pastor. So look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, forget it. The Holy Spirit knows who is to be the senior pastor. Currently, the senior pastor is none other than the one who is talking to you. Let me tell you this. Pastor Simon is not the senior pastor. And Pastor Simon has to rely on me to represent this church to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. When God comes looking to find out who is responsible for Parklands Baptist Church, he does not go looking for Pastor Simon. He does not go looking for deacons. The person who is responsible for what happens in Parklands Baptist Church is Pastor Ambrose. Are you listening to me? So when I go to the Holy Spirit, I ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, your people are coming to church. What am I supposed to tell them? He's the one who tells me to tell you because he knows your needs. He knows what will encourage you. So I constantly have to be in consultation with the Holy Spirit on a daily basis. And then I tell the Holy Spirit, please don't stay in my house. Let's go to church together because your presence is what makes the difference.
Your presence is what makes Pastor Edith shout at the top of her voice. So, Holy Spirit, you come. Come, Holy Spirit. And I want you to know, the Holy Spirit resides in you. He wants to stay in you. And the Holy Spirit is not an it. The Holy Spirit is a person. Tell your neighbor, he's a person. And he's in charge of this place. And I'm telling you, the things that have happened in Parklands Baptist Church, because of the Holy Spirit. The 10 acres that we are sitting on, that we paid nothing for, the Holy Spirit entrusted it to us for a reason and for a purpose. The school that we have here, it does not belong to the board of management. Hallelujah. The Parklands Baptist School here does not belong to parents at all. It doesn't belong to the students. It doesn't belong to the pupils. That school is a birthing of the Holy Spirit. And I want you to know this, that anybody who begins to interfere with that school is interfering with a presence. It's the presence of the Holy Spirit. And any person who interferes with this church is not interfering with Pastor Ambrose. You can say all kinds of things against Pastor Ambrose, but I'm telling you, you're going to answer it to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Because it is the Holy Spirit who is in charge. And we want to say it boldly, and we want to say it without feeling any fear. The Holy Spirit is in charge of this church. Why? Because in 2006, I handed over Parklands Baptist Church to God. It doesn't belong to me. And so every leader who has come on board, it is the Holy Spirit who made it happen. Hallelujah. The reason why you're here is because the Holy Spirit brought you here. And the Holy Spirit is a person. And the Holy Spirit is resident here in Jesus' name. And let me tell you this, you're going to sense him. Yeah, he's already here. He's ministering to you. He brings the presence of royal culture. Hallelujah. He brings presence of what? The royal culture. And he's worthy of our praise. Listen to how Jesus talked about him. The Bible says this in John 16. Very quickly, John 16, Jesus is introducing the Holy Spirit. And this is what he says in verse 7. A wonderful statement. But very truly I tell you, it is for your good that I'm going away. This is Jesus speaking. Unless I go away, the advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, remember, it is he, not it. It's not it. You know, some people say it, the Holy Spirit, it. And especially when you're in church as well, they refer to the Holy Spirit as Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is about to show up. Then you're looking around. He's not a ghost. They used to use that because of the King James version. Spirit, ghost. That's what they used to use. But it's the Spirit. And it is a he. He, person. Not gender. Here it's not the gender issue because spirits don't have gender. Alright? So, he's not masculine. He's not female. When he comes, he is God. He will prove to the world to be in the wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. Look at the next. It's about sin because people do not believe in me. About righteousness because I'm going to the Father where you can see me no longer. And about judgment because the prince of this world now stands condemned. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, does what? Comes. He will guide you. That Spirit who guides Pastor Ambrose is also guiding you. Because guess where he stays? He stays inside you. The Bible says you're the temple. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And sometimes consult him. You know, sometimes you don't consult the Holy Spirit. He's inside us. You know, sometimes when you feel lonely and there are no people around you, sometimes remember that you're not alone. The Holy Spirit is there. Those moments when you're fearful or scared or lonely, tell the Holy Spirit this: I know you're inside me, but Holy Spirit, why don't you just give me a hug? Hug me. You know, sometimes we are so spiritual, we tend to talk about the Holy Spirit in spiritual terms. And especially the moment you hear people starting to talk to the Holy Spirit, they even start breathing differently. star. By that, you know that the Holy Spirit is around. Sometimes you just tell the Holy Spirit, hug me. You know, some people just say, no, the Holy Spirit, he doesn't hug people. He moves. There's a moving. And some people get so scared because, you know, when the Holy Spirit moves, you might find yourself in China. Because when he moves, he relocates you. But listen, sometimes we don't want him to move us. We just want him to do what? To hug us. To just be with us. Huh? That's who Jesus was with. When everybody escaped and ran away from him, guess who stayed with him? The Holy Spirit. Sometimes you need to tell the Holy Spirit to tickle you. You know, sometimes you're in a bad mood and you're not happy and you just tell, Holy Spirit, just tickle me. Just tickle me. And before you know it, you start just laughing out of nowhere because the Holy Spirit loves life. He's the Spirit of life. Amen? Some of us think the Holy Spirit is so straight. He's like a policeman. Mapite, mukuje, muende. He's a spirit of joy. That's why he said the productivity of the Holy Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. That is the fruit of the Spirit. That is the productivity of the Spirit. That is his personality. He's the most joyous presence in the universe. If you can just allow him to embrace you, to hold on to you. But there are Christians who display the Holy Spirit as very different. Huh? But let me tell you this. When he fills you, you'll have joy unspeakable and full of glory. That's the Spirit. That's the presence. And he's in our midst right now in Jesus' name. He convicts of sin. He gives guidance. He tells you what is going to happen before it happens. He tells you, here you don't need to go. There's something that tugs in your heart and says, today don't go to town. There's a spirit telling you, today don't go to. And then you are completely dressed, ready to go. But something is telling you, not today. That's the Holy Spirit. He's saying, today you stay. There are times when the Holy Spirit, I was going to go one route and then suddenly I turned. There are those suddenlies that happened to me. Then I turned suddenly and I go another route and I meet a person I have never met for a long time and I says, my, the Holy Spirit knew you are coming this direction and I'm glad we have met. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is a good God. He's God himself. He's the one who hovered upon the waters. In Genesis, and when Jesus spoke, he said, let there be light. The Holy Spirit made sure light showed up. His presence brings in this church royal culture. Hallelujah. But let me tie this as I come to the next very quickly. Not only did the early church experience the Spirit presence, they also experienced the Word presence. They spoke the Word, and the Word which was proclaimed was also demonstrated. Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to 6. Very quickly, let me read those verses. This is Peter and John going to church. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer at 3 p.m. Now, a man who was lame from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money, which was normal for beggars at that time. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, look at us. So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, silver or gold, I do not have. But what I do have, I give to you. And he had a word. He spoke a word. He said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. The Bible says, taking him by the right hand, he helped him up. And instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet, began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you this. There are times that God releases words, not just information. Sometimes we come to church thinking that God is just giving us information. God is not giving us information. God is releasing his word. One time I was preaching And I was sharing this earlier in the service. And I said, I looked up the balcony and I just said a word. There's a woman up there who is pregnant. Now, for some people, that is information. But for you, for those who are in the spirit, that's not information. That is God releasing his word. The Bible says he sent out his word and healed them. And that lady, there was a lady upstairs. She didn't know she was pregnant, you know. And later she found out she was pregnant. God was just waking her up. And it's not that she had never had children. She had older children. And she had forgotten this issue of children. God just wanted to surprise her with another one. So somebody is about to be surprised. So look at the man around you. Tell that man, you're also pregnant. Because sometimes we don't think men can be pregnant. So look at that man next to you. Even though they're ignoring you, just tell them, you are pregnant. And you know, that sounds funny, because let me tell you this. Women need to be pregnant because we're thinking about children. But let me tell you this. When God's word is released, which the Bible calls a seed, every time you see the word seed in the Bible, it is the Greek word sperm. And so the seed is released. The seed is the word of God. When God speaks to you, your spirit is the egg. The word of God is the sperm. When the seed and your spirit meet, you conceive. Something happens to you. And I'm telling you, that lady walked out, and the next week she was feeling bad, went to check the doctors. She was told, Madam, you are pregnant, quite a couple of weeks. And she got a baby. Hallelujah. Now that child is big. But I'm telling you, when you come to church and the royal culture is moving, things like that happen. Things like that happen. So I'm speaking to somebody now in Jesus' name. And I'm saying, may this word touch you today. May this word locate you today in the name of Jesus Christ. Because when that word came, that man who had not walked for so long suddenly stood up and walked. And his life was never the same from that day. Did you know that God knows you? Did you know that God knows where you're located? Did you know that God already knows the needs that you have? Sometimes we talk to God as if God doesn't know our needs. Sometimes we think our need is this. God knows your need is not this, it is that. And only God can tell you, this is your need and this is not your need. And there are people here with burdens. There are people who need a word to just tell them that God will come through for them. And I'm telling somebody this, God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. God may not solve every problem you think is a problem. Sometimes you think this is a problem when God knows this is the problem. And when this is solved, that one is solved already. Hallelujah. That one is solved already. There's a gentleman called Henry. If your name is Henry, you better stand up in Jesus' name, because God is locating you. In the morning, I called for a lady called Jacinta. Now, Jacinta didn't come, but she sent me a text later. She said when her name was called, she was paralyzed and she could not come. She was so shocked that her name was called. Hallelujah. And she just stuck there and she was not moving. She said, Ambrose, me, I'll come see you next time. I'll see you on Wednesday. So if you're Jacinta and you're in this service, you better stand up. If you're Henry and you're in this service, you better stand up. Hallelujah. Because God is locating you in Jesus' name. So you better come here to the pulpit, because I want to speak God's blessing to you right now in Jesus' name. So come here. Come here in Jesus' name. Because God is locating you. God is locating you. Come up here. Come up here. A word goes out and it catches you. Now let me read this as they are coming. Isaiah chapter 43 says this. Very quickly. Let me read this as they come standing behind me here. JJ just help arrange them. It says this. But now this is what the Lord says. Who did what? Now, don't look at them. I want you to read the verses. But now, this is what the Lord says, who created you, Jacob. Go to the next verse. He who formed you, Israel, do not fear, For I have done what? I've redeemed you. I have summoned you by what? By name. Are you listening to me? I've summoned you by what? By name. Bwana asifiwe. So who is Henry here? Up. Your name's up. Up. Mikono juu. Mikono juu. Mikono juu. Okay, we have Henry. What's Henry who? Henry Thuo. Henry Gashao. Henry Mutwere. Henry Nyakundi. Henry Oguayo. Henry. Henry. This one is Henry, not you. Okay. God will locate you. I'm still with the man. Henry who? Finish. Henry? Omore. All right. You are Jacinta? Jacinta. Mudeo? Jacinta Wanjiro? Jacinta Mwoki. All right. Jacinta? Bilo. Okay. That's Henry. You're not Jacinta. What's your name? Maureen. Okay, thank you for bringing. And Jacinta?
Muganda.
Yes. Amen. Now, listen to me in Jesus' name. The Bible is saying, I have summoned you by name. You are mine. Go to the next verse. Next verse. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. I don't know what waters those are. They will not sweep over you. Okay? Go back. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the one of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your state, since you are precious. You are precious. Amen. You are honored in my sight. And because I love you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God is about to do something in your life. He's already doing it. The other day I was at Sitam Buruburu. And I was telling them about the God of the right now. He's the God of the much more. And the God of the right now. So right now something is about to happen in your life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Right now, something is about to happen to you in Jesus' name. I really thank God for this lady. This lady is called Jacinta. One day she woke up and she just became blind. She couldn't see at all, you know. And one time she came, we prayed for her. And God is already doing something in her life.
Yes.
You then went, did you go to India? You didn't go.
Yes.
You stayed in Nairobi.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And what God begins, God will finish.
Amen.
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 God will finish.
Amen.
I don't know what happened to your hand, but God knows about it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So nakujua. Bwana asifiwe. God is good. So I don't know what it is, but God has located you. Amen.
Amen.
So may the Lord do only what he can do in Jesus' name. For you, Jacinta. May the Lord bless you indeed. Open those doors for you that no man can shut. May the Lord locate you, elevate you, show you his favor. My brother Henry, may the Lord indeed locate you. May whatever he has planned for you become a reality in the now. May the Lord indeed walk with you. He has said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. May God's power and presence be with you. And may that which you have been praying for be granted today in Jesus' name. May the Lord shower you with his favor, with peace that passes all understanding. May God keep you and protect you. God is saying, don't be afraid. He has you. He has your back. He has your back. My sister, God loves you. And God cares about you. And God is saying, that which you have been praying and praying and praying, and things don't seem to be working, he's saying it is working from today. In Jesus' name. We pray for this little Henry. In Jesus' name. God is watching over you. And God is blessing you. Whatever you need,
God has supplied in Jesus' name. And Maureen, God bless you. Amen. And Jacinta, you're blessed. May God visit you afresh, big time, in his own way. May you be healed from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. In Jesus' name. And Henry, I don't know why you're taller than me, but it's okay. But God loves you. And God is saying, no matter what you go through, you'll not sink. You'll be above and not beneath. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Are you in this line? Are you in this line? You're not in this line. You just decided to show up. Just come here. Why did you decide to show up?
To help mom.
To help mom. Okay. So mom is helped. You know, your presence is important. Just being present to her is important. What's your name?
Blessing.
Blessing, blessing is blessed.
Amen.
Amen. Let's give them a big hand. Amen. Amen. May the Lord locate you. May the Lord shower you with all that you need for life and godliness. This year will not pass before that which you desire will be your portion. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Now, while they are sitting, I want to tie this up for you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So that we can be able to be released today. The word of God was present, and the word of God made a difference. You know, there are people here who are saying, if Pastor Ambrose would have just called my name, I'll be the happiest person. Hello, you want me to call your name? No, the Holy Spirit is the only one who can call your name. He knows your name better than anybody else. But I want to release you with a blessing, because our time is basically up. But I want to command God's grace in your life in a very interesting way. Hallelujah. Very interesting way. But these people, not only was the Spirit present, not only was the Word present, but something else was present. Prayer. Tell your neighbor, prayer. And I want to read this verse even as we close this. It says this in Acts chapter 4. The Bible says this. While I'm talking about this, we are also praying for candidates. Those who have candidates, class 6, class 8, we are decreeing and declaring that they are blessed big time. And today, at the table, we have this pack, Empowered Pack. It has two intentions. Number one, it is a card for your candidates from Pastor Ambrose. And you can get a copy in at our table. But also it has a card that is a preview for our theme 2023. It has 23 statements that will really encourage you even as you begin to pray and prepare for 2023. I'm telling you, 2023 is going to be an amazing year. There's going to be an amazing year. I'm saying it is going to be an amazing year. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there's a pack at our table. Just 100 shillings. If you can get a few other copies for other friends, just pick one at the table. But I was going to read this about prayer. It says this, Acts chapter 24. Let me start with verse 29. 29, these people were praying and they were calling on the name of the Lord. And they prayed about so many things. It says, now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of our Lord, of your holy servant Jesus. And then the part I want you to get is this. After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. I am about to pray a prayer for you. And may your life be filled with God's presence. May your life be filled with what you need in this season and in this time. Hallelujah. Is there a Julius in this church? Is there a Julius around here? Is there a Julius? All right. Be thinking about it. If there's a Julius, because God has located you. If you're at the pavilion, God has located you. By the way, those guys of you who are at the pavilion, and your name is Henry and your name is Jacinta and you're in the pavilion, please, after the service, find your way to Pastor Ambrose's office and please come with your ID. Also on the light note. But even those guys at the pavilion, you don't have to come to my office because I want to decree your blessing right where you are, because God located you and God has blessed you in Jesus' name. But I want to pray for you because I know those days prayers were answered. Today, prayers will be answered. So stand on your feet because something is about to happen in your life in a mighty way. Julius, if you are still around, you better show up. Hallelujah. Even if you have to be carried here like Henry was carried, the small Henry was carried. If you're at the pavilion, look for me. God is good. Are you glad you came? The reason why we kind of extended the service today was just to celebrate God and to just thank God and thank you for coming. Next week when we come back, it will already be December. And I want you to know that God has something in store for you in the month of December. Amen. The presence of the Holy Spirit is here. The word of God has been spoken. And Pastor Ambrose is about to release a prayer. But as I pray, I also want you to pray. I want you to pray. I want you to do your hands like this. Just open your hands and do them as if you're receiving something. All right? I want you to open it. Open palm. All right? Once you do that, just close your eyes. Because I want, in those hands, I want you to imagine the things that have been troubling you, and I want you to ask the Holy Spirit to pick them from your hands. Okay, just put them in your hands. Let the Holy Spirit come and just lift them up from your hands. Take that situation. Give it to Him. Give it to Him. Let Him come and pick it. All right, because after your hands are empty, then God is going to put something in those hands, even as I pray. Do that right now, wherever you are. An act of faith, a simple act to the glory of God. Father, we are so glad we came. And right now in this moment, your presence is here. Holy Spirit, you are a person. You speak to us in very clear terms. And Holy Spirit, I've declared your word. I've spoken it. And dear Lord, now I am praying that as your people have placed those issues in their hands, I'm asking you, Holy Spirit, we are releasing those things to you. We are releasing them to you. My brother, my sister, just lift them up as if you're releasing it to the Holy Spirit. And tell the Holy Spirit, take over. Take over. Take over my job situation. Take over my relational situation. Take over my business. Take over this debt that is choking me to death. Just take over. Right now, wherever you are, if it is your children who are candidates, place them in the hand and tell the Holy Spirit, take over my son. Take over my daughter. Take over my situation. The Holy Spirit is here. He will pick them up. And now the Holy Spirit will put in those same hands what you desire, what you need. So what is it you need? What is it you desire? Just tell Holy Spirit, I receive from you now. Make that statement. I receive from you right now. You are the God of the right now. I receive my answer right now. I receive my solution right now. I receive my healing right now. I receive that breakthrough idea right now. You are my portion. I'm receiving my inheritance right now. And I will give you the glory. And I will give you the praise. Because I belong to the royal culture. I receive it. And there's nothing the devil can do about it. In Jesus' name. Now give God a big hand. Amen. Now, Josh, I want you to keep that trumpet silent because I want to hear their voices. I want you to give God another very big shout. Come on, come on, come on, come on, somebody. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Okay, now, Josh, are you ready? We are going to, he's going to give a big blast and we are going to celebrate him. One, two, three. Let's go with another shout. Come on, somebody. Glory. Tell your neighbor, it is done. And there's nothing the devil can do about it. In Jesus' name. His presence is in me. His word sets me free. And my prayer is answered. In Jesus' name. Now, give God another big hand. Amen. Let's thank God for the worship team. They did well. Amen. Are you glad you came?
Yes.
We are finishing this month strong.
Yes.
And we shall finish the year strong to the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Remember this empowered card, empowered pack, the card for your candidates, but also the card for you to prepare you for 2020. Three. Let's lift up our hands as I command God's blessings upon us, even as we prepare to go. Thank you for your patience, and God richly bless you. We give God thanks. Hallelujah. Children, I know you're here. Just lift up your hand as we bless God and as we command God's blessing. Father, your people have heard your word. Dear Lord, the word has gone out. Your presence is among us. And dear Lord, people came and they have given their thanks. They have given their praises. And dear Lord, it all belongs to you. It doesn't belong to us. It belongs to you. And dear Lord, because of your presence, and just like I was saying, when we don't define ourselves, you define us. And we are royal because the royal king is within us. And so Lord, as I release your people with this blessing, may they walk out of this church, out of this sanctuary, with royal attitude, with a royal blessing, with a royal culture. And so I decree this to you, my beloved. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. May the Lord do you good. May you see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I declare to you that your Monday is blessed. Your Tuesday is blessed. Your Wednesday is blessed. Your Thursday is blessed. Your Friday is blessed. Your Saturday is blessed. And Sunday you're coming back with a testimony. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You're blessed in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And God's people say it.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, surely goodness,
surely goodness
and mercy shall follow you. Yani you, I'm talking to you, all the days of your life, and you, yani you, you shall dwell in God's presence forever and ever, and there's nothing the devil can do about it. You're blessed to be a blessing. You're favored to be favorable. You're lifted to lift others up. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Shalom.